football players have lots of cash. They spend it on cars and going out on the lash. They co-write a book about their interesting lives, even though they are only 25.
He shoots, he scores, scoring the goals.
Ball to score a goal.
He shoots the ball. He scores. Scoring the goals.
Yes, hello everybody. Welcome along to the League Podcast for another weekend. League One and League Two on this edition in the company of Jason Lewis from the 72.co.uk. You well, Jason?
Yeah, good, thanks, you, Lee.
Yeah, very good, thank you. We'll do the naps at the end. I don't want to crow about being the only one to win, of course. I'm not going to mention it now. Oh, I already have. Damn. We've got six matches from the two divisions to look at. In League One, we are going to look at Bradford versus Walsall, Port Vale versus Donny, and Yeovil versus Gillingham. For the weird way that William Hill lists these matches, Yeovil is first, so we'll do that one first, even though alphabetically it's out of sync. Yeovil are 13-10, the draw is 23-10, and Gillingham are 21-10. The respective league positions of these two sides, Yeovil, I'm sure you're aware by now, rock bottom, and a full 4 points away from safety as well, on 28 points. So it's not a disastrous situation just yet, and they're playing this Gillingham side, who are currently occupying halfway in the table, 12th, with 41 points from their 31 games so far. Yeovil, a couple of weeks ago, looked like they might be starting to put together a little rescue plan. They'd beaten Bradford, they'd drawn at Preston, and they'd also got a draw at Coventry. They'd lost to Peterborough, beaten Crawley. Now, two successive defeats, Jason, has set them back a little bit. They're coming up against the Gillingham side, who are unbeaten in seven matches now. Five of those wins and two draws, including the JPT draw at Bristol City. You don't want to be meeting Gillingham at the minute, do you, really?
No, not really. Definitely a form side. Like, they've rocketed up the table, because since that run, their last defeat, Crewe, in January, they've picked up all these points, and they were in the bottom four before that defeat, and now they've probably got an outside shot at the playoffs if they keep this current run up, and they've been scoring plenty of goals. And I don't know if that JPT game was funny, because it was kind of all over from the first leg.
Yeah,
but they went to Bristol and had a real good go of it, and I don't know if they gained confidence from that draw at Ashton Gate, but it's certainly something that has given them a little push. And in this current run, they've scored the first goal in five of the games. So at 6-5, that looks like a great place to start for me, for Gillingham to get the first goal in this game. Yeovil, they're not a good team. The league table doesn't like this stage of the season. You're not bottom without reason. And you mentioned their mini arrival, especially at home. And the news came out they brought Byron Webster back from Millwall on loan. They've got to be hoping that's going to provide them a big lift. But two wins in those games so far, Webster's going to have to provide miracles for Yeovil if they're going to turn things around. And Gillingham, in this recent run, Bradley Dack has come out of nowhere and really got amongst the goals. Four goals in his last five games. And at 13-5 to score any time, a side who are struggling is definitely a tempter for me on the goal scorer market. And if you're looking for their more assured striker, you've got obviously Cody McDonald-Dale for some value at 6-4 any time. So both of those, like Dak, it's a bit more of a risk because he's not your out-and-out goal scorer, but when you're in form and you know where the back of the net is, it could easily be 5-6 for him by the time we finish on Saturday afternoon. So, but overall, straight on that outright market, Gillingham, form side of the division, 21-10. The massive prize. They've been picking up victories all over the place. Wins against Sheffield United, MK Dons. They're not mugs in this division, and Peterborough isn't an easy place to go, so I've got Gillingham at 21-10 for my best bet in this one, definitely.
Yeah, it does look a nice bet, doesn't it? There's very little reason not to go with that. Port Vale versus Doncaster, 9-5 for Port Vale, 23-10 the draw, and 6-4 for Doncaster Rovers. Port Vale won at Walsall to end a pretty barren run of four games without a win. Donny have just racked up their third successive win in midweek, beating Crewe 2-1. They beat Crawley 5-0 away from home, Yeovil 3-0 at home, And then that 2-1 win on Tuesday night came late, but who cares? 3 points on the board for Donoghue, moving into the top six. Port Vale 15th with 39 points. Jason, did Donoghue make it four in a row?
It's a tough one because that's a good, I looked at the face fit and I looked at the form and I was like, oh, Doncaster, there's got to be some value there. They're well in Port Vale, Australian. But I looked at more of they're a funny team because those sides they've beaten, Crawley, Shirley, Ovals, they're all really struggling. So I don't know whether you can read much into that about their long-term aspirations. But in Port Vale, again, it's another side that really aren't having the best of seasons. So at 6-4, Doncaster is another away team I'm looking at. And it's got good value there. It could quite easily be another win for them. So I am tempted at that another big price for what is the better team in this game as I look at it on paper. So Doncaster, they've had just 3 defeats since November. So if you're back in form, you've got to be looking at Donny here straight away. So a punt for me in this one, they've scored those big goals against lots of goals against the team at the bottom end of the table. So, and if you think maybe Port Vale might get a goal in this game, might turn the books, you've got Doncaster and over 2.5. At 15-4, you can see a 2-1 win here for Doncaster quite easily. So that could definitely be of interest for you. Or simply, if you don't fancy Doncaster, you think Port Vale at home might get a turnaround over 2.5. It's just below even. So I think it's 19-20. It's not a bad price for the over 2.5 market.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah. Port Vale-wise, you've got... They don't make fast starts to games. That's often been their problem because they've been blown away by opposition. So at 8-5, Port Vale highest scoring half, being the second half is possibly saying if you're looking for a different market to get into here. But I look at Doncaster again. I've seen real strength in some of these away sides this weekend, and that's one of them. But then I say that, but they've drawn 4 of their last 6 away games, which perhaps shows why they're at the bottom of the playoffs and just snuck in there other than being there all year round. So sometimes the draw just has this sort of feeling. It could be Port Vale aren't the worst team in the division. So 23-10, it's good value for a stalemate here if you're struggling to pick a favourite.
Yeah, I like the goals better. I think that's got every chance of landing the way especially Doncaster have been playing. Let's finish off the League One previews with Bradford City at home to Walsall. Bradford in 7th, a point outside the playoffs. Walsall are down in 13th, but only 5 points outside the top 6 themselves. And just lost the first game in 6 at home to Port Vale on Saturday. They'd had 2 wins at Doncaster Rovers and at home to Rochdale before that. No such problem for Bradford at the minute. They're absolutely flying. The FA Cup doing them no harm at all. Obviously, beat Chelsea in the previous round. Beat Sunderland without really breaking into too much of a sweat, you'd say, at Valley Parade on Sunday. And then followed that up with a trip away to Leyton Orient on the Wednesday night and won 2-0 again, giving Leyton Orient even more problems down at the bottom of the table. Hansen scoring both those goals. On a crest of a wave at the moment, Bradford, aren't they?
Yeah, you can only smile at Bradford, really. It feels like 2013 all over again with that League Cup run. But what impressed me there is they kept the league form going and got their promotion up into League One. So, as you mentioned, the win at Sunderland, it looked routine. It was as if they were a level or if not above Sunderland, and Sunderland were the weaker team. So, and then to go and Leyton Orient on Wednesday night, it's not a great place to go play football, I'll be honest. But they've gone there, done a job, and the game is wrapped up by half time. So you got to feel that Bradford here, perhaps a strong side, and that man, James Hansen, you mentioned, we all remember his big goals in that League Cup run. 7-5 any time for him here. That playing service at Valley Parade, he's got quite a lot of attention recently, is atrocious. So him being a bit more direct, I think he's got to fancy himself to get a goal here. So 7-5 for me any time on James Hansen, that's a good bet, especially with John Stead missed the game on Wednesday, wasn't even in the squad. So you got to feel Hansen's going to play again. So that's a good price. You get Stead at 17-10. I'd perhaps wait until the team sheets come out, because if he has done some miraculous recovery, perhaps that's some better value for you, but your odds might be shorter.
Yeah.
So, but Hansen 7-5 for me looks a solid one there. Walsall themselves, and not a side to be sniffed at, especially that recent away record. Unbeaten in 7 away from home, pick up 5 victories. They've got that JPT game as final coming up. It's we could be seeing a cup specialist here meeting at Valley Parade, but it's difficult to predict what the Walsall side's going to do. Like, there's a reason they're not up there. They win, unbeaten in seven on the road, you'd think they'd be in the hunt for promotion, but they're not, and it's a tough one, this. Like, my heart wants to see, it says Bradford quite clearly, and at 21-10, I think that's a really good price for them. But then you look at your head and Walsall, superb away record, not been playing as many games recently. I think I looked into it, Bradford playing their fifth game in 21 days, and it's only 72 hours after that match on Wednesday night at Leighton Orient. So, I don't know, but they always say if you're winning matches, you just want the next one to come and just keep the ball going. So, for me, I'd say Bradford 21-10 is a pick here. And I do also like that James Hansen bet at 7-5.
League two now then from Jason. Three matches to have a look at, and we shall start with Northampton versus York. 11-10 the home team, 9-4 the draw, 13-5 the price for York to win here. Interesting game. Matt Richards, of course, did me a massive favour last week by bagging in the 117th minute, I think it was, Jason. But I'm not. I don't mind when it comes. I can't remember. It was late on anyway, wasn't it? When he scored from the penalty spot. I wouldn't put anyone off having a little go on him again here against this York team, who are having all sorts of problems, aren't they? They're 21st, only 2 points above the drop zone at the moment, and they face Northampton Town, who are 11th, full 8 points outside the playoffs. You get the sense that Northampton Town season's petering out a little bit, but if they could string a few wins together, you never know.
Yeah, definitely. I'd say this dark horse is probably for the playoffs. You can't really see with 8 points. There's games are running out, like 15 games to go. You can bridge that gap, but they're going to have to put a run together. And but with Mark Richards, the man at the moment in the William Hill Knapp Stakes, he's got to feel confident. And 5-4 any time on him is something. I think you will you be going back on that one, Lee? We'll have to wait and see. But
yeah, I'm probably not.
But yeah, that price is not quite so tempting here at home. But 17 league goals this season. If you want some money, I'm pretty certain Mark Richards will be a good bet for a goal scorer in this game. So. But Northampton, like you say, stronger team here. It's been a dreadful season for York. Just 6 wins to the name. One coming last time out in the last game, and that's their first of 2015. And I don't really know what's gone wrong. Like, Nigel Wormington resigned in October. The appointment of Russ Walcott looked a great snap, as he's like that outstanding job he did at Scunthorpe last year. 28 game unbeaten run. I think it's the longest one for a manager from his first game. But it just hasn't really been working for them. And it's going. They're right in this relegation scrap, and in this league, you don't want to be there, because if you do go down, it can take you quite a long time to come back. Look at the likes of Luton; they were gone for the Football League for quite some time. And a big problem for York, they just don't score goals. And Northampton, they've got confidence at the moment, so them to win to nil 21-10, the home team, that stands out for me personally. Some really good value here, and York failed to score 11 games this year, and Northampton at home, definitely a good bet. Best bet comes in this one, certainly outrights again. I'd say Northampton 11-10 at home. I'd say that's probably the pick of the outrights in this division this year. When you look at form, league position, just recent sort of feeling I get about the game, I'd say Northampton to win here is one I'd definitely be putting down on my cumulative, or even outright with slightly bigger stakes on its own.
Yeah, just look at it looks a nice one, that doesn't it? I haven't quite made my mind up on the nap yet, but we shall see. Tranmere Rovers take on Stevenage next up. Tranmere are currently 22nd, a point above Cheltenham, who are occupying the first of the two relegation spots, with Hartlepool on 24 points. Right at the other end of the table, you get Shrewsbury, who are top of the table, of course, from on goal difference from Burton Albion. The prices here for Tranmere, you've got 100-30 23-10 the draw, and the league leaders are 10-11 at the moment. Shrewsbury's form is, as you'd expect it to be, really, Jason, rock solid. They've won 5 out of the last 6. The draw against Southend is the only one where they didn't pick up full points, and scoring a few goals as well.
Yeah, she's the look aside, are pushing for that promotion to League One at this rate. They're right up there. They're not clear at the top, but they just look like a side that know how to win football games. I think last weekend or the weekend before, they were 1-0 down going into added time, and they've picked up a 2-1 victory away from home. So that's quite an achievement. And Tranmere, you've got to have real concerns. Like 2 years ago, I think I went to see a Tranmere side play Bournemouth, and they were top of the table in mid-October and then lost a game at that stage. And they're just a single point above the drop zone, and it doesn't look good for Tranmere. And Shrewsbury, confidence, definitely the team to be back in here. Away from home, though, Shrewsbury don't score a lot of goals. So just 13 goals compared to those 32 goals they've got at home. So definitely a bet here is Shrewsbury in the unders market. So I'd say there you've got some good value to be had. And that's coming in at 5-2 there. Shrewsbury winning under 2.5 goals, 5-2. It's a bit better than their outright price. And you can't see Tranmere really getting much into this game. Shrewsbury the stronger side. If you do fancy Tranmere, there is some great value to add. Like Tranmere draw no bet, you've got 21-10 on the home side. That's seems pretty ridiculous to me. But with the way Shrewsbury are playing, it's got to be a Shrewsbury win for me here. So if you want an in-play tip, I'd say with those Shrewsbury late goals, if they need a goal, maybe 1-0 or 0-0 or they're a goal down, Shrewsbury definitely to score in the final 15 minutes of this game is value. They've done so in 4 of their last 5 games. And the only time they didn't do so was they were 2-0 up at half-time, so they didn't really need a goal. So when Shrewsbury need a goal, they can get one late on, which is often a mark of a side that are going to get a promotion or a league title for me. So my best bet in this one, Shrewsbury under 2.5 goals at 5-2, and I'll just keep an eye on that little in-play bet there if they need it.
Nice, yeah. Exeter versus Plymouth is a final game that we'll have a look at. Exeter are priced up at 19-10. It's 2-1 the draw, and Plymouth are 13-8. Exeter are 10th on 43 points, 6 points below Plymouth, who occupy the last of the playoff spots in 7th. With a good goal difference as well, plus 15's the fourth best in the division, behind the top 3 teams. So if they keep going the right way, then they'll have that on their side as well. Won the last 3, scoring 5 goals in the process and conceding nil or none, whichever one of those you want to take. They beat Accrington at home 1-0, Wickham away 2-0, and Cambridge at home no win. For a while for Exeter. In fact, there's only one win in the last 9 games for Exeter, and that was away at Mansfield Town. They've drawn 3 of the last 5 in the league, lost at Portsmouth on Saturday, on Valentine's Day. Exeter will be eyeing this up, won't they, to try and beat Plymouth here?
Yeah, it's a bit of a tasty one, this. Early kickoff, I believe.
Yeah, 1 o'clock on Sunday, on Saturday.
Yeah, it's about as violent and hostile as things get down the southwest. There's been definitely some fan clashes I remember in recent years, and focusing on matters on the pitch, you've got two sides who could definitely feature in the playoffs this year, but they've really got to sort their act out and make that real claim for it, because it's so tight in this division around those playoff spots. You've got to see the winner of this one is going to put a real marker down, because for Exeter to beat Plymouth with that recent record, that's a good result for them. And then for Plymouth to go to Exeter and win away is a win away anywhere in this at this level is a great result. So it's a tough one to call this, because I've picked out straight away, because it's a big derby game between the two of them. And 13-8 for the wayside in Plymouth for that recent record stands out for me. Like, Wickham are a great, great side in this division, and Plymouth went there and did the job and I'm winning 2-0. And that gives me confidence against Exeter. They beat Exeter at home at the start of the year 3-0, and when you look at the goal scorers, Ruben Reid is getting a bit of a club legend status for Argyle. 12 goals from his 27 games this year. And any time 6-4, tempting, or even 9-2, first or last at 12-5 gives you something to get your teeth into there. I really like Reid Wincast here for Plymouth. So Ruben Reid to score any time, Plymouth to win 14-5. I think the Green Army are going to try and go to Exeter and get a big away win against their local rivals. So I don't fancy Exeter much here, so if you do fancy Exeter, they've done quite well, and Plymouth do often lose to nil away from home. Like, they've had 7 defeats away from home this season, and 6 of them have all been to nil. So when they don't turn up, they really don't turn up, this Plymouth side. So Exeter, the only scorers at 16-5 are saying you can look at. A last one for me is first goal bet. These derby games often can, hopefully it starts with a lecture. We see a great game and a goal in the first 30 minutes, 21-10. Or if you're feeling really adventurous, first 15 minutes, 12-5 is saying. And if I pick a thing about Ruben Reid for me here, scoring him at any stage, 6-4.
Yeah, I think Ruben Reid did your predecessor Sam a few favours along the way, scoring goals. Always good to stick him in with a if you fancy the win. Always good to stick him in with a in one of those win casts with the scores there. That's it for the previews. It's nap time. Last week, Bristol City didn't do you any favours, did they? You moved down to £81. You're still miles in the lead. Pete also lost his. Pete does a Championship podcast, by the way, which is also available on Audio Boom. He had Forest race to 2. Unbelievable. I think he texted me saying he looked at the game and it was 4-4, wasn't it? And he said, oh, well, that must have landed. Remarkably, it didn't. So he's back to minus 92.82. My Mark Richards, 7-5 anytime, means I'm on minus 8. I'm nearly back in the black. Nearly in the black. Where are you going this week, Jason?
I wanted to talk about last week, because I was more glad that Swindon didn't win than my bet came in, because when I saw my bet didn't come in, you mentioned that Swindon probably would come in, which was the one I was umming and ahhing about. I left the game, I was at Bournemouth on Saturday, and I left the game straight away. Okay, Bristol lost. Did Swindon win? No, they didn't. Okay, we'll move on to next week. And I've gone Hanson at 7-5, stands out for me straight away. He scored those goals in midweek, both of them. He scored at MK Dons, that game on Sky a couple of weeks ago. So yeah, James Hanson, any time for me, 7-5 is what I'm going for this week.
Yeah, it's a good one. I mean, to be honest, I looked at that game long and hard, the Bradford-Walsall game. I looked at John Stead, and obviously we don't know where his injury is. I must admit I was going to nap at Walsall, draw no bet, just wondering if Bradford will maybe suffer a little bit from the Sunderland game and the long trip to Leyton Orient and then back again. I mean, I think, you know, Walsall's recent form is away from home isn't too shabby, but I've gone for something a little safer. I've looked at the Bury Hartlepool game in League Two and gone Bury race to 2. Bury are 1-2 to win that match, by the way, against Hartlepool. At the race to 2, though, they're 5-6 to be the team who gets the 2 goals first, which is just a nice little bit of value. Bury, I think, the 4th highest home scorers in the division with 25 goals. Hartlepool, you won't be surprised to know, are the one of the worst teams defensively away from home. 28 goals they've conceded and only scored 9 in their 15 away games. So, Bury, race to 2. At 5-6, just to try and get me over into the black.
Yeah, does that get you into the black if you've done the calculation?
It would if it wins.
By 2 pence.
Yeah. I think I'll be. What would I be on? I'd be all right. I'd be confident after that of overhauling you.
Okay, let's hope Hanson smashes one in.
Yeah, I don't need him to score though. I need Walsall to win to nil. Thanks very much for your time, Jason. You can check out all the previews of the weekend's Football League action at the72.co.uk. Top right hand corner, you'll find the playlist with all these podcasts there as well. Like I said, Pete Farris will be doing the Championship matches, so look out for that podcast. And if you're having a bet on any of the Football League action this weekend, very best of luck.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.